Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart here. That was the voice of Wick Grosbeck, the still but soon-to-be former owner, but also retained frontman, it seems like, of the Boston Celtics on the Greg Hill Show this morning at their little ski trip out to Wachusett. Fitzy, did you see they let Wiggy drive one of those, is it called a groomer? Big-ass machine on the mountain?
That's pretty cool, actually. What? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could,
yes.
What would you rather drive? A groomer, a bullpen cart, or a Zamboni?
Zamboni.
That's an interesting one. Probably the Zamboni.
Same. There's something about it. I don't know why. They're just the coolest.
And I feel like it would resonate. There'd be a lot of bragging rights. Yeah, I drove the Zamboni at the Garden. Something like that.
Yeah, right?
Whereas, I'm not saying it's not cool to drive that groomer machine at Wachusett, but I think a lot of people are like, oh, what is that? What does that look? Everybody knows what a Zamboni is. Everybody's seen a Zamboni and been like, be kind of cool to get on that and drive that thing. And so, yeah, I think I'd pick the Zamboni.
Same. I think universally that would win that poll, like 100-0.
Wiggy always gets to like drive or go into like Ernie Bach like is putting him in super fast cars. He got to go in one of those super fast boats.
That's when he swore on the air.
Yeah. Every event they're like, hey, Wiggy, come drive this really cool thing.
Yeah. He brings a certain comedic appeal and certain fun loving.
Like
big teddy bear guy. He's the ex NFL player. He gets to do the cool things. Comes with the territory.
We've gotten to drive weekend and afternoon shows, so that's cool.
Right into the ground. What? I didn't say that.
Hey, there's an iceberg over there.
Full speed ahead. I'm giving it all she's got. No, I'd like to drive something cool. I thought you were going to say the boat, actually. I thought you were going to go down the rundown of the things that Wiggy has driven.
Oh.
And the boat, even though I drive a boat, I have my own boat.
Oh, my God.
Brag. I don't think I'd want to drive one of those boats that goes 100 miles an hour and can flip over and do crazy stuff. And, yeah, no, that would scare the hell out of me. I think Wiggy was rightfully scared when he was in Fall River in that. But anyway. We're talking about the Boston Celtics, not machines that are cool to drive when your name is Wiggy. And
the green machine is pretty cool, man.
And he is a big Celtics fan. He loves the Celtics, city boy, right? Easty, Easty guy, loves the Celtics. Bet you he'd have an interesting perspective on our discussion earlier about potentially moving the Celtics out to the burbs and building a stadium and it not being in the city. I don't think he'd care for that. I don't think Easty Wiggy would care for that idea. But you heard it right there. Wick Grosbeck was pumping the tires, I guess, of new Celtics would-be owner Bill Chisholm. And we do need to remember he is selling us, right? Like, is that safe to say he's selling us on I sold it to a great person? He's selling us on the future, especially since he's sticking around sort of as CEO and part of the... but do you think it's all sales pitch, or do you think he believes he is selling it to the person who really is going to cherish it the way it should be cherished?
I know we use this line a lot on the afternoon show, but can two things be true at once?
Sure.
Can Can old Billy the Chiz, as I like to call him, Bill Chisholm,
makes
the new,
me
the
uncomfortable.
New guy around town. Oh, come on, relax. No need to. I'm PM friendly.
Okay.
So if Bill Chisholm is a Celtics fan, obviously he's a native Massachusetts guy. He's a masshole like us, grew up North Shore. We heard the whole sell job in the bio and everything. Yep. And guess what? Now he's got a Wikipedia page, Andy, which is even cooler.
Ask and ye shall receive.
If it was 2003. So he can be a diehard Celtics fan. He can be somebody that has the team in the region and its passionate fans' best interests at heart. And at the same time, there may be some difficult decisions up ahead for him to make as he becomes the new steward, the shepherd of the organization. And for any concerns people have, because we've come to love and endear ourselves to the Grosbecks, Wick could also be putting on a sell job to allay any concerns. Just kind of like, you know, like an... You know, like when a friend you really like puts their hand on your back and just kind of rubs it a little bit. And sometimes you're like, appreciate that. Thank you. I kind of needed that right now. That's what Rick Grosbeck is doing to Celtics fans.
Is this a female friend or a male friend?
Are you uncomfortable with...
No, I think my wife would be uncomfortable if it was a female friend and there was rubbing of my back going on.
I said, it depends on what kind of friend that is. Who cares?
Okay.
As the kids would say,
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Yeah, so the first thing that I think... fans heard was, oh, he's a green teamer. He's a lifelong fan. He's one of us. He's from Georgetown. And when I look on the map, I now know where Georgetown is. North Shore guy, that whole thing. Although Jones and Keefe were really hammering the point that might be a bit of a fib, that Georgetown isn't actually North Shore. That it to be North Shore, you're supposed to be on the shore and it's too far away. But we're not going down that anal road of Adam Jones. We are going down the road of... Do you have any concerns about a new owner taking over a team that is going into uncharted territory in terms of second apron, $500 million payrolls and taxes, and the salesman, the guy selling us on a certain narrative, Wick Grosbeck, had an answer for you? Still had an answer
for you. It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. The basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a pre...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now you have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront, and he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
So that there was a lot in that answer. First of all, it was pushing back against the narrative that it's a financial decision. He goes, no. The penalties that really hurt are the basketball penalties, the inability to make trades and do things of that nature. And then he guarantees that no team is going to stay in that second apron threshold for more than 2 years. And then he doubles down that and guarantees July, Brad's going to make some decisions. So should I take that any other way than to say something's going to happen in July? Something is, there is going to be a Celtic altering move come July, Fitzy?
No, I think that's fair to say. Because don't we all believe that given the bill that is to be foot with this team, with umpteen supermaxes and multiple veterans in the 20s and 30s and $40 million range, that passing off the buck of a several hundred million dollar payroll to the next owner is going to be at his discretion what he wants to do with it? I mean, it's not like, get ready, change is coming to Tombstone. We may have to make some tweaks. Like, there could be some forthcoming adjustments. So I don't think Celtics fans have to look at their Brown or Tatum jerseys now and go, do I need to get this in red, yellow, or blue? So much as, like, maybe there will be someone else that you've liked who could be responsible for or a couple of championships who may have to get moved for salary reasons.
I also thought it was interesting that he's making a prediction about stuff happening before he even knows how this season unfolds. We often do this in sports. Does it make it more or less likely that a player retires if they win the championship? Or does, you know, more or less likely that he re-signs with a team if they win the championship? Things of that nature. Like A.J. Brown. Everybody was like, he just won the championship. They're not trading him. He's not going to shoot his way out of Philadelphia. He just won the Super Bowl. So does the Celtics winning and losing this June, taking banner number 19 or failing to achieve banner 19, does that have any impact on what you think they're going to do when Brad Stevens gets to July and makes these moves that are based about the long-term compete level of the Boston Celtics? Is that irrelevant in the process? Is something going to happen either way, or does the end result still matter?
I'll tell you what. I think if the Celtics win a championship in June, I think people will be a lot more, I think a lot of fans will be more comfortable with, or at least they'll grow to accept changes if there's two championships out of it. Like, you could say, like, no, I'm lusting for more now. We got a wagon. Don't break it up.
But three-peat.
Like, but that's three getting greedy. You got to understand there's a lot that goes into this, guy.
Chief Pete, Celtic Pete. Something.
C-Pete. That's it.
C-Pete.
Got it.
Perfect. Just got to do the repeat thing first.
First C-Pete, then we can C-Pete. Okay.
Yeah, because I am of the mentality, if they repeat, I want to C-Pete. I want to go where, you know, keep pushing the envelope. That would make me, if I'm Brad Stevens, and I'm not Brad Stevens because I'm neither lucky nor smart. I'm not a genius like him, nor am I lucky, and he's a combination of both. But that would make me want to go all in, maybe get out over my skis and probably make bad decisions that might come back to haunt me in the long run. If you remember, the big three, mm-hmm. There was regret in Red Auerbach that he kept the big three together too long and that hindered the Celtics in that next generation, among other things. Obviously, there were other issues, but there
and
was
what
regret.
Why are we here today? And don't just talk about our parents getting frisky one night or making some strange decisions. No, but
alcohol.
We're here to. Yeah. Booze. Bad decisions. Regret. No, we're here today, Andy, because somebody had the stones to not, you know, I know Ray Allen kind of started the fracturing of the second of the Big Three 2.0. But because instead of trying to see what else you could get out of Ticket and Truth, they said, we're OK if you move us. You know, they took one. They ultimately, like, in the truest, coolest sense of the word, took one for the team. And the Celtics are where they are now, in large part thanks to the selflessness of Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
And I would say the genius / luck of Danny Ainge. You know, if we're going to call Brad Stevens a genius with some luck, then Danny Ainge did some things that were either genius or luck or a combination of the two.
Yes, and also the greed and insanity of Mikhail Prokhorov.
Well, yeah. I mean, you always have to have a willing participant, mm-hmm. whether it's
Zuckerborn every day that drinks $2,000 bottles of wine every night.
617-779-7937, WEEI Afternoons, talking about the Celtics sale. Are you excited about it? Are you happy about it? Are you a little little timid to jump 2 feet into the Chisholm, the Bill Chisholm era here in Boston. Whatever that is, however you feel, we're here to talk about it. Up next, it's my favorite part of the week. This is nothing like a grab bag. I want to be clear about that. This is just an expanded odds and ends. All the little stories that we didn't get a chance to talk about over the course of the week, we squish them into this segment around 5:30 on a Friday. Nope, we don't have keys either. No. It's an expanded odds and ends. And one of them might surprise you. Do we owe an apology to the James family? That might be up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the last time today, tell us what's trending.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.